Just before beginning the sermon, one or two notices. This Wednesday for us, of course, is Ash Wednesday. There will be a live Zoom service from St. Paul's at 10 o'clock on Ash Wednesday morning. The Zoom link for that will be advertised on the website. And of course, there will be an evensong at 7 o'clock in the evening. And to access that, you use the normal Wednesday evensong Zoom link. This is a sermon preached for Mothering Sunday in the year 2021. The principal readings are Exodus 2, verses 1 to 10, and John 19, verses 25 to 27. There are so many different strands or themes to this Sunday. In the churches of the United Kingdom, it's Mothering Sunday, an example of a social custom that was Christianized to great effect. And under normal circumstances, this is a Sunday that lends itself to very good evangelization, especially among young families, as well as being a special opportunity to give thanks for our mothers and maybe spoil them a bit with gifts. It also lends itself to the memory of mothers now departed, mothers estranged, mothers never known, mothers who did not live up to expectations. This Mothering Sunday is a flexible day in terms of its function. It can be, as Shakespeare hinted, a bitter sweet day. The church can also link the nation's focus on mothers with the image of the motherhood of the church, nurturing, guiding, comforting, supporting, encouraging the household of faith, just as a good mother would her children. So too can we reflect on Mary, the mother of Christ, Theotokos, as she is known in the Orthodox tradition. Today's Gospel reading, one of the shortest prescribed for any Sunday, directs us through the cross to Mary, the mother of the one hanging there. The reading is so short, I can afford to read it out. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This word picture from the Gospels evokes so many different images for us, and I leave you to your own imagination. But for me, I immediately think of the swooning figure of Mary, supported by the Magdalene in the painting of Grunewald, known as the Isenheim altarpiece, or in music, that Pergolese setting of the opening words of the Gospel passage, "Stabat Mater Doloroso." There stood the grieving mother. This composition by Pergolese dates to 1749, and it's written for two female singers, a soprano and an alto. It is deeply moving, and at one point the alto soloist sings about the fons amoris, the fountain of love. It evokes the maternal anguish of a mother who sees her son mutilated and dying. How a mother's love must well up at such a scene. Almost daily on our news, we see mothers in Yemen, Syria, Myanmar, grieving for lost husbands or sons or daughters arrested, abused or abducted. The harrowing emotions are visible on their faces. We don't have to take examples from high-profile locations either. The fons amoris flows from the heart and tears of mothers in so many places and different human circumstances. So frequently, we see in these women nobility, courage, perseverance and resilience forged by trial and tragedy. In my study, I also find my mind turning to one of the Greek icons I have on the wall, Isoadokos Pigi, the life-giving fountain. Of course, it is Christ who gives us this life, but it is through his suffering and cross that it is offered to us. Mary, mother of this dying Christ, is for so many the icon of reality. But this is a double-sided icon. She can be an icon of a perfection, such as the Church prefers. Or she can also be to so many the icon of real life and a source of connection to suffering, loss and grief. And it's not only women who can make this connection with Christ through Mary's anguish. I mentioned that today has many strands. For us this year, today is the Sunday before Lent begins, and there will be a live Zoom service from St Paul's at 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 17th of March for Ash Wednesday. That link will be on the website. So of course we are entering that time of preparation so that we can truly celebrate a joyful Easter in due course. I mentioned meat fair last Sunday, and I'm reminded that today is cheese fair Sunday, when the fasting protocols take a second step. Stinking Bishop, Gouda, Cheddar, Stilton, Raviera or Mizithra from Crete, or even Père Leonard Camembert from France, whatever it is, many will be saying farewell to them for several weeks. However, it's not just Cheese Sunday in this calendar. Perhaps more importantly, it is Forgiveness Sunday. We return to that gospel picture of Mary standing at the cross of Christ. With convicted criminals either side of him, our Lord, in all the agony of his final moments, utters the words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." On this Cheese Sunday, surely the lesson and discipline of forgiveness is an infinitely greater and more challenging Lent discipline than the omission of cheese from our diet. Though if fasting gives forgiveness a keener chiaroscuro in our personal keeping of Lent, we need all the help that we can get. Forgiveness is surely one of the hardest of human challenges, especially if forgiveness has conditions. How human it is of us to make forgiveness transactional. I can forgive so and so if only. We do not learn this type of forgiveness from the heart and lips of Christ on the cross. These are not the words that Blessed Mary heard, nor Mary Magdalene, nor the Apostle John, into whose mutual and reciprocal care Jesus places both Mary and John. "Here is your son. Here is your mother." Father Alexander Schmemann, whose book Great Lent Journey to Pascha, says this about the evening worship on this Cheese Sunday. At the end of the service, all the faithful approach the priest and one another, asking for mutual forgiveness. But as they perform this rite of reconciliation, the choir sings the Paschal Easter hymns. We will have to wander 40 days through the desert of Lent, yet at the end shines already the light of Easter, the light of the kingdom. Whatever else we do on this Sunday, whether the focus is mothering, Blessed Mary, Mother Church, or cheese, make room for the challenge of forgiveness. We pray for it daily and weekly, privately and in our public worship. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. If it is our daily prayer, let it become a daily practice this Lent. Wednesday begins our Anglican Lent in Athens. We have 2 days left to gear up. If our Lent discipline, which is a duty and a joy, is to discover the power of forgiveness, giving it and receiving it, then you and I will truly know the bright light of Easter. Amen.